Hello, and thank you for tuning in. This is the official Savage Sweetheart, your host, your favorite of Lip Nation Media. And today is Tuesday, October 18th. And our weather for the day is not going to be over about 55, maybe 50, 55. We have some sun in the sky, a couple clouds. Might need a jacket, a windbreaker, because it's a little nippy out here. As fall has arrived finally in the DMV. And our topic for this short episode will be Big Lotta versus Nicki Minaj. And I had to emphasize Big Lotta because she's the one that's acting like a big girl. She's the one with the big girl energy, because Nicki Minaj is making herself look like she's new in the game, like she absolutely needs a Grammy, like she's never gotten an award. Like, I'm not understanding it. I understand her point of, you know, if her song was moved to another category and they both sound popish, why wasn't the other moved? That's none of Lotto's business. She's not on the Grammy board. She's not making that decision. She probably, you know, was taken completely off guard by this. And I understand, because it's like, okay, Nicki, you're the bigger artist. You've been out for over 10 years. I remember when I was still wearing bangs and wavy island weaves. You were the reason why I stopped wearing them, because everyone kept saying, hey, you look like Nicki, and I didn't even know who you were. And that's not shade, but that's just my story on how I found out who you were. But you've been out all this long with all these amazing songs. Super Bass, Moment for Life, Your Love. Like, you've captivated so many hearts and the minds of so many young girls out here. But if you're fighting for yourself, for your Grammy, for what you feel like you deserve, why drag a younger artist into your fight? I don't get it. I hope this was just a media thing, but due to the phone call, it doesn't sound like it. Like, I mean, even stuff like that could be plotted and planned. Who knows if this was a whole scheme just to get Lotto some more spins or whatever, although it shouldn't have been, because it made Nicki look bad. Like, I don't get it. Why couldn't Nicki fight for her own song and what she believes without bringing someone else into it? Why should she want to be in the same category as Lotto? Regardless of the song, is it that she doesn't want Lotto to win? Because I feel like Lotto is going to win. Big Energy was better than Super Freaky Girl. Just to be honest, it was way better. It's still playing on the radio way more than Super Freaky Girl, at least in my area, DMV. I barely hear it. And yes, I do drive. And yes, I am media. But I really don't hear Nicki's song. I like Big Energy better, to be completely honest. And even though the beats were from other people, and yes, they both sound popish, but me, if I am a leader, and if I know that if I believe in my song, I believe in my work, and I really, you know, support these younger, newer artists, I'm not going to drag one of them into my beef, because it looks crazy. Just do what Drake and The Weeknd are doing. Protect your work. Don't be a part of the fight. Create your own award show. You're Nicki Minaj. You got Queen Radio and all this. You got millions of barbs all over the world. Make your own award show. Give awards to yourself. Give awards to artists that you believe in. Take control. But don't have yourself looking like you need a Grammy, because you don't. You're Nicki Minaj. And she's Big Lotto. She's newer. Let her get the damn Grammy. You already have so many accomplishments. So my advice is, whether you care or not, create your own award show, Nicki. You act like people won't support you. You act like sponsors won't support you. Just do it. That's all I really have to say about that. Like, I had way bigger expectations. Like, I expected her to be so far beyond this point of dragging in other younger artists into her mess. Like, and I won't even get into the rest, but my advice is, Lotto, keep doing you. Keep making your hits. Keep drinking your water, minding your business. I wouldn't even respond anymore, even if she was to reach out again. Block, delete, just don't answer. Just let her watch you, but don't even answer. I'm proud of you, Lotto, because I watched you basically do your thing on the rap game with Jermaine Dupri. You did not get handed your career. Not saying Nicki did, just giving Lotto her props. But Lotto, you did not get handed your career. We see plenty of growth and versatility in you, and we are proud of you here at Lip Nation Media and in the DMV. So you keep doing your thing. And Nicki Minaj, I'm just saying, start your own award show. Take control. You have millions of barbs. You're already established. You don't need a Grammy. Unless you just want one more. I don't know why. What is it? Be Drake. Y'all on the same. Like, come on now. If Drake could say F him in The Weeknd, you can too. You don't need him. That's all I have to say. Just, goodness. Let me go check on my staff. Thank you for tuning into Lip Nation Media. This is your host, your favorite, the official Savage Sweetheart. Please, everyone, have a good day. And don't fight for anyone's awards and accomplishments. You validate yourself. You do. You validate yourself. Take it easy, y'all.